Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원너더와지 노바 보조주 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop Radio Australia
Asian Pop Radio Australia. This is Jay, John, and opposite me in the studio is
Jeanette.
Hey there.
Hey, what's up?
You know, you had me going when I said, well, we were talking about recording the show this week, and
I got you.
Yeah,
I was pulling your leg or your limb.
I just like got really sad really quickly.
You got really, really anxious.
It's been a couple of weeks, so I can't distinguish when you're being like making a joke and when you're telling the truth.
I feel like you don't know who I am anymore.
I don't. No, oh. I've tried to forget while I've been in Asia for 3 weeks.
Wow, I thought you'd be reminded all the time.
I was. Every time I walked past a good-looking promo girl in a store somewhere, I was like, oh, Jeanette.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I do. That's why I'm here.
Hey, big show. Should we talk about it? I'll give you a run sheet so you know what's going on. All right, I'm going to kick it off. We have heaps of stuff coming up on the show this week. Katie brings us an intro to Asian pop, focusing on a J-pop outfit that had been around for decades.
Ooh.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Ooh, decades.
Yeah.
More than one.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. You seem to be looking at me like I'm having trouble with my plurals, but I'm not. It's more than one decade.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, cool. Keep it going. Paul.
Next up is Paul's Thai pop song of the week and one of his favorite Thai boy bands.
Yes. Can you guess who it is?
No.
Great. Stick around for it.
Surprises.
Shaz sits down with a KBS television producer in Seoul.
You know what KBS is?
Korean Broadcast Service.
Oh, see?
Yay.
A cookie for you.
Great. An imaginary cookie that never comes.
I've delivered brownies to my grandma.
Yep.
And of course, we have Cassie who provides a fresh news update.
It's very fresh. It's like when you go to the supermarket at night and the supermarket's already been baking bread for the morning. And you get that nice wafty smell in the air.
Or when you change
That's
your underwear.
That's the smell of Asian pop news.
Yeah, when you change your underwear after like 2 weeks, you get that fresh feeling.
It certainly doesn't smell as fresh after 2 weeks.
That's what I mean. Everything's fresh.
This week, music for your ears.
We're going to listen to A-Pink who shares the L-O-V-E love all around.
Nice. The hot track from SNH48.
An Indonesian treat, and it's not getuk. Getuk? Getuk.
Yeah. Are you good with your Indonesian treats?
No.
That's an Indonesian treat.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like a sweet dessert dish.
Oh, you mean me. Cool.
Yeah. And a Bruno Mars cover by Darren Espanto.
Espanto.
Yeah. Do you know much about Darren?
No.
You're going to find out, and shame on you, you're a bad Filipino.
To be honest, I think I'm going to find out a lot about him soon.
I think he's really young.
I'll accept the challenge.
Sounded sus. All right, let's get into our first track. We're going to play A-Pink with Love on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
안녕하세요, 임다미입니다. 여러분은 지금 아시안 팝 라디오를 청취하고 계십니다. 기억하나요? 우리 함께 했던 시간에 All be in love 설레이나요? 한때 모든 것이었던 All be in love 이제는 같은 생각나는 그때 All be in love 시간을 되돌릴 수는 없나요? 믿을 수도 없어 한참 지나버린 우리 얘기
That was A-Pink with L-O-V-E, love.
Right across the community radio network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia. Those girls are making waves. They're getting a lot of coverage online, of course.
Yes.
On your typical K-pop, all K-pop.com, hello K-pop.com.
All K-pop the K-poppins. They're popping all the Ks over right here.
Also a bit of a report, of course, on Billboard.com, who are very supportive of K-pop these days.
Mm-hmm.
Saying that A-Pop's love blends 90s hip-hop and ballad melancholy. I guess references TLC and Will Smith.
I do get that TLC vibe, but it's not as really swag or gangster 90s, as TLC.
90s is in, right?
Yeah, 90s is definitely in.
And Will Smith, he's never been out.
Yeah, he's
never been out.
He was in for like 1 second of his life and then, whoo!
I had his album. Getting jiggy with it.
See, you were the 1 second of his life.
Come
that
on,
he
Miami
in.
Was awesome. Go YouTube it. Not now, after the show. Oh dear. Music coming up. We've still got SNH48 and our Thai sop of the week.
Yep. I love Thai soup.
Thai song of the week. It's Vamp. Thanks to Paul, our Thai pop extraordinaire. We're going to go to some news now with Cassie.
Hello and welcome to the Asian Pop Radio News Bulletin. This is Cassie. Hong Kong television station TVB is set to hold the 2014 TVB Anniversary Awards on December 15. TVB revealed that there will be 16 different categories this year, in which the winners will be decided by votes from both a public and professional panel, as well as TVB staff. The nominees for the awards were announced earlier this week and included Raymond Lam and Linda Chung, amongst others. Newlyweds Mark Chow and Gao Yanyan held a love-filled wedding ceremony in Taipei recently. According to reports, the couple were unable to fight back the tears as they expressed their undying love for each other through their wedding vows. During the vows, Gao shared the hardships of having a long-distance relationship, however stated that home can be anywhere as long as they were together. In a later interview, Mark revealed that he was so touched by his wife's words that it caused his mind to go blank. Despite announcing their breakup in August this year, rumors are brewing that Lily Ho and Hinson Chow are still very much in love. According to reports, the pair were spotted looking friendly on an outing in Seoul earlier this week. However, when asked to address the rumors in a later interview, Hinson refused. This has been the Asian Pop Radio News Bulletin. Stay tuned for more Asian Pop news next week.
Thank you, Cassie, with the PH freshest news update ever. And now we will be going to SNH48 with Uza?
Yeah. Let's go with that.
Uza.
Asian Pop Radio. SNH 48 on Asian Pop Radio Australia. This is Jeanette and Jay John. Hashtag AbraFamily.
Hashtag AbraFamily.
At Asian Pop Radio. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter. Make sure you're on it.
Yeah. Yeah. And watch our faces on YouTube.
We've played them before, I believe. SNH 48. Of course, idol group based in Shanghai, China. They're the second sister group outside of Japan for AKB 48.
Mm-hmm.
Big stuff happening with those guys. And apparently the girls are getting pretty well received online.
Yes. A lot of them are getting, well, just one in general.
One particular one, yeah.
Who's Ju Jingyi?
Yeah.
Ju Jingyi.
Yeah.
She's born in 1994 and she likes to play online games.
She's old.
But what's her catch? What is her catch?
What's her catch?
Is that she is partnered with Wang Xikong. Who's Wang Xikong, you ask?
So he's the richest guy in China, right?
He's the only son of China's richest man.
Okay, that makes sense now.
Who's Wang Jianlin.
Wow. So only in it for love, I'm guessing.
Just love.
Yeah. But apparently she's like the most searched identity in China. Is that right? Online?
By and the Netsians.
By the Netsians. Yes.
The Netsians.
Those people and the netizens. Apparently the followers are saying in Japan that, look, if she moved over to Japan, she'd be forever successful. They reckon that she'd be able to knock off Namri Amro and Ayumi Hamasaki and all those guys, girls.
That's pretty much so much hype.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that she'd have a shot? She's very pretty.
She
can perform. She can sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. She seems like success.
Do you know any other Chinese performers that have gone over to Japan and made it big?
I did once. Yeah. It didn't really work out yet.
Yeah.
I'm just still training.
Because you're not Chinese and you didn't go to Japan.
You don't know my story.
If you know, you're listening right now, if you know of a Chinese performer that went over to Japan or even Korea and did well, let us know. Inboxes.
You mean like Emma?
We'll chat about it. Yeah. Well, there's probably more that have gone over to Korea and had fame in the K-pop industry, but maybe not so many going to Japan.
Yeah, I just want to know.
Or perhaps one or two that came to Australia.
There's a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that later on. Let's go to our Thai pop song of the week. Thanks to Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
And now, please be upstanding for the Thailand national anthem and Paul's Thai song of the week.
DJ, put it back. Go.
Hey guys, it's Paul here, your Thai pop specialist. And this week, as usual, I have a Thai song for you. This week, I have a Thai song from our favorite Thai pop boy group, WAMP. Their latest single release called Okhak Laeo Ngai, which translates to Like a Sunshine. A song about a guy who got heartbroken when he broke up with his girlfriend, but he doesn't feel sad about it. He want to move on and forget about it and doesn't really care because, like, you know, there's so many girls out there for him. I hope you guys enjoy Okhak Laeo Ngai, Like a Sunshine on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
It's like sunshine.
ขอโทษจริงๆที่ไม่รับสายไม่ได้อะไรก็ไม่รู้เธอเป็นห่วง
คนไม่มีใครไม่มีใครห่วงใจก็ได้ชวนออกมาลั่นลั่นลั่นลา
ที่เห็นเงียบเงียบอยู่ที่เห็นเงียบเงียบนะไม่ได้หายไป
ย
ัง
หายใจ
บางอันไปมัวจีบกระโปรงข้างๆอยู่ได้เจ้าชู้ไม่ต้องแคร์ใครแล้ว
La 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 la
ที่แห่งเงียบอยู่ที่แห่งเงียบนะไม่ได้หายไป
Asian Pop Radio Australia, across the community radio network on your favourite community radio stations. Thanks for your support. That was, of course, our Thai Pop Song of the Week. Thanks to Paulie Vamp, back with
Vamp.
A new song.
I'm feeling like sunshine.
Yeah.
That's how I am feeling.
I was looking for a Vamp a couple of weeks ago when I was in Thailand, vamping around. Couldn't find him.
Nah.
I was going to bring him back for Paul. Thought he'd appreciate it.
Did you tell him though?
No, but I did find a shop that was called Paul and I sent that to Paul.
What did he say?
He was happy to say that.
Aww.
And to see that. And then
to say that.
And in the same shopping center, there's a grocer that said Jason's Grocer.
Oh.
That was pretty impressive then.
I don't think Jason would be a good job at grocering, to be honest.
Damn. I worked in a supermarket for 7.5 years. I was a manager.
I'm joking. I think you would do an okay job.
Before I made it in radio.
So is it?
And here we are.
Is it plastic?
Started
or paper?
From the bottom.
Now
Safeway
we are.
Safeway Fountain Gate. Now we are.
I thought it was Woolworths.
Well, it wasn't then. It was Safeway. Now Woolworths. So thanks for sharing some time with us and talking about Woolworths.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, I was in Thailand. Had a good time. Thanks for asking.
How was your time in Thailand?
Great. I spent a little bit over a week.
Yeah.
Which is good because usually when I go to Thailand, I'm only there for like 4 or 5 days.
But you
so
spent
my third
a
time
week.
There. Third time there, and I spent about I think 7 or 8 nights. It's good. Spent some time in Pattaya.
Yeah.
Bangkok.
Yeah.
And had lots of buffet breakfast.
What was your favorite part of Thailand?
Favorite part of Thailand? I don't know, just walking around different streets that you don't usually get to walk around. That's the fun part of traveling. Sitting on a beach and drinking coconuts and telling people you don't need to buy things.
No, sorry. You don't even have to tell them. You just put your hand up
no,
and just be like,
terribly
no.
terribly rude. How can you be so rude?
Oh, well, what do you want me to do? Yell at them? Be like, no.
Yeah, no. Say, no, thank you. Don't need that.
But they still are.
But anyway, no, it was fun.
What's your favorite food that you tasted there?
Do you know, I can't knock back a pad thai, so I try not to. But
your
I'm,
second favorite food then?
Tom yum.
Oh, yeah.
I never liked tom yum. I didn't like soupy stuff. I haven't grown up in an Asian family, right? I didn't like wet stuff.
I hate soup.
I want things that are dry that you need to wash down with a Pepsi, you know?
You mean like your jokes?
Yeah. Wow. No, but I'm a fan of Tom Yum now. And something that's close to that, close relative, but not the same.
Yes.
Same, but different. Laksa.
Oh, yes.
Love
laksa. Laksa is the best.
Nice and creamy. But our laksa is a little bit more creamy than over in
Asia. Yeah. I think because we use artificial coconut milk.
Hmm.
But they use like the legit milking out of the coconuts coconut milk.
Well, see, I've heard otherwise. I've heard that we just like it more coconutty because it's creamy. We've got a creamier palate
in
Australia.
Oh, we want that fuller taste.
But when you put over there, you're hot, you're sweaty, you don't want creamy stuff. You just want watery stuff that's spicy.
Well, yeah, because in hot weather, let's eat spice.
Yeah, but it helps. It helps cooling you down.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. Let's leave it there. Huh. We'll talk about food another time.
Yes.
Yeah, we must be getting hungry.
I am.
Let's have a chat to Katie.
Katie.
And her intro to Asian pop.
Yes.
This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Welcome to this week's intro to Asian pop. Today we will be looking at the folk pop rock duo, Yuzu. Made up of members Kitagawa Yujin and Iwasawa Koji, Yuzu have been going strong for 17 years, having debuted in 1997. Both men come from the Yokohama area on the main island of Japan, and the band's name actually means lemon in Japanese. The quirky name sure fits their music style. With a mix of traditional Japanese instruments thrown into some of their songs for good measure, they provide both the sharp clarity of traditional Japanese music with Shakuhachi and Koto, and soft, sweet pop. Since the duo have been performing for so long, they have stacked up a lot of incredible songs. However, they have only won one award so far. In 2013, their CD, Land, won the Japan Record Award's Best Album Award. After over a decade, that must have surely been a sweet reward for their work. Their latest song, Hikare, is a mellow song that slowly builds up momentum. Kitagawa and Iwasawa's voices mix together beautifully with simple harmonies, and the video is a mixture of animation and film, as a whale airship slowly passes over Tokyo. Other popular songs are I Wanna See, Aitai, and Rainbow, Niji, which both ranked number one on the Japan Hot 100. Yuzu have an official channel on YouTube and Facebook, Yuzu YouTube official channel and Yuzu official Facebook page, so it's easy to keep up to date with their work. If you want to find out more about them, these pages are also a good start. What do you think of Yuzu's style? Is folk pop something you have yet to listen to, and are you planning on doing so now? Don't forget to drop us a comment on our Facebook page and tell us what you think. This has been Katie's intro to Asian pop.
Across the Community Radio Network, this is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Thank you.
Thought that warranted a nice, quiet fade out. Let the song be, you know?
Yeah. We just gotta let it, like,
feel the
simmer.
Moment. Be
yeah.
there.
Just be the moment.
Enjoy it. Asian Pop Radio Australia, Jeanette and Jay John. And look, we've got that interview with Shaz coming up with that KBS TV producer. Pretty exciting. She was just ecstatic to be able to sit down with that dude.
I'd sweat so much.
Yeah.
I'd just, like, make my own pool.
Yeah. So we'd be swimming in your what?
In my sweat.
Yeah.
Because don't touch me because I might slip off.
Had a dream about that once.
Slipping off. Oh, okay. That's weird.
Alright, look, we want to go to another artist quickly so we can get to Shaz. Darren Espanto.
Yes, yeah. Espanto.
Filipino young man.
Young man, he's only 13.
He's had so 16. Much success in his very little life so far. He was born in 2001, May 24, Filipino-Canadian singer.
Yep.
And surprisingly enough, his parents are Filipino.
No way.
I know.
Is that how you become Filipino?
Had a lot of success in television reality programs and stuff like that.
Yep.
In more recent times this year, around June, he joined the Voice Kids in Philippines.
Yes,
had
he
a
did.
Lot of success. And his mentor on the show, his coach, was Sarah Geronimo, who I thought was Sarah Geronimo. How do you say it?
Geronimo.
Geronimo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
Roll it
we
off
played
the
on the show.
Yeah, we
times.
Did.
Yeah.
We love Sarah.
So one of his songs that he covered was a Bruno Mars classic, Locked Out of Heaven.
Oh, that's my favorite one.
And we thought we should play it.
Yes.
Shaz is coming up next. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Swimming in your world, something spirit.
Can you give me a little bit of a rendition of that, Jeanette? I can feel it. I can feel it, brother.
Shout out to the new producers out there. Just slip me in your details. I'll get to you.
Shame that the next person that we're going to have an interview with isn't in the studio right now, because he could have based around a whole KDS.
I know.
TV series
my
around
face,
you.
My face, my talents, everything.
Here's that interview now with Shaz.
With me, I have Young Jun Lee. He is a KBS producer.
I am Young Jun Lee, as you introduced. I am in charge of KBS television programming, specifically Channel 1. KBS has two channels, Channel 1, Channel 2. And Channel 1 is like basically the main channel of KBS, which is public broadcasting, so kind of dealing with every subject, every genre, documentary, cultural, talk show, family drama, virtually all genres. Very important is about current issues, dealing with current issues, investigative reporting, and news, main news is in Channel 1. So like it's like BBC One, ABC in Australia. And I'm in charge of Channel 1 programming.
How many producers are there?
In my department? Actually, the programming department doesn't make programs. The production department do that. So we are kind of control tower of what kind of programs are needed and what is being prepared, and we always all lay out and arrange all these things, right? So in programming department, we have about 10 producers.
How do you organize the series of programs and choose when to air them all? What decision, what goes through your mind when you decide when to play a show or when to...
There is a basic... I bet every broadcasting company, like public broadcasting, has their own regular, I mean, like default weekly programming sheet, paper, like scheduling paper. So there are mostly like regular programs, regular shows. And they have their own time zone, right? KBS News 9 is always, every day, broadcast exactly at 9 o'clock. At night, right? And like they, most every regular program has its own spot. We have a kind of like a reshuffling of a program. We call it season. When changing season comes, we prepare, right? We prepare and we abolish, we finish some programs because of low interest and low ratings. Sometimes some programs are replaced to more golden time, right? You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, prime time.
Prime time zone, yeah. Because of it is more popular than we expected, right? We value very highly of current trend of Korean society.
Thanks, Shaz. Awesome interview. If you want to hear that in full length, you can go to our YouTube channel because it will be up. It might not be up right now. It might not be up tomorrow. But when Jess gets to it, it will be up
on
our YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube.com/AsianPopRadio. Do you want to intro the next artist for us? Because I know you're on the edge of your seat.
Yeah, I'm basically going to fall off right now.
Yeah, don't slip.
Whoop,
workplace hazard.
Got my hard hat on.
Yep.
It's Sakitinya with... No, how do you say her name?
So you had this down pat. So Kitinya?
To Desini.
Yeah, with the song.
Chita Chitata.
Sounds like a Mexican dish. We're going to have to confirm the tune song and make sure it's right. Asian Pop Radio going to Indonesia.
Hard to
Radio Australia, not just K-pop. That was a little bit of Indo-pop.
And we are popping all over Asia.
We are Indo all the pop.
Yes.
From right around the continent.
Continent.
We are getting very close to the end of the show. Mm-hmm. So we've got quite a bit to have a bit of a chat about before we finish up, because we want to make sure all bases are covered.
All of them.
Now, we mentioned a couple of weeks ago on Facebook, we announced that a girl band were coming to Australia.
Yes.
People got excited that it might have been a J-pop band, might have been a K-pop band.
Yes.
Might not have helped the equation, because I posted a picture which I thought was a stock photo, but it wasn't. It was Sistar, I think.
You tried.
And I was far, far away, and I didn't realise the disaster I had caused. So if I got anyone panicking or any Sistar fans just absolutely beside themselves, I do apologise. They're not coming back just yet. But no, we are talking about SHE.
Yes.
The girls from Taiwan. And of course, Hebe came out for a concert on her own earlier this year. Mm-hmm. So it must have worked well, because the promoters have decided to bring all the girls back.
All of them. All three of them.
All three of them. And not just the girls, but as a side performer,
ooh,
Aaron Yan.
Aaron Yan.
Of Fahrenheit fame. If you don't know who SHE are and you don't know who Fahrenheit are, because let's be honest, some people listening are new to this Asian pop thing.
And that's okay. You're here to learn.
They're both just amazingly talented superstar acts from Taiwan, right? So it's fantastic that SHE are coming down to Australia. It's a little ahead of time. Like, we've got some time to organize this, but don't procrastinate, because you don't want to miss your tickets, right?
No, you got to get on that.
Yeah. for the 1st of May and the 3rd of May. I'm laughing. But, you know, I saw that, what's her name? Taylor Swift is coming to Australia time next year.
Yeah, I know.
And tickets will go on sale shortly.
Yeah.
12 months ahead of time. Amazing.
My birthday next year is going to be the worst.
Yeah?
Second time she's going to be here for her birthday. No one's going to care about my birthday.
Aw, I'm sorry.
They're
going to
find Taylor Swift instead.
People would be really sucky if they forgot your birthday.
My brother did. He said happy birthday to Taylor Swift.
An hour ago.
Yeah.
Okay, they're coming down to Australia, Melbourne and Sydney specifically, the 1st of May for Melbourne at the Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre. That's where Hebe performed last time, so she won't get lost on the taxi on the way.
No, she won't.
And on the 3rd of May in Sydney at Qantas Credit Union Arena, the most exciting name for an arena ever.
I wonder what it's about.
In Music, of course, promoting it again, and they are awesome people. They will hopefully help us get an interview with both artists. So fingers crossed, more details to come, and I'm pretty confident we'll be able to give away tickets to the concert.
So hang on to your seats and don't sleep off.
Listening. Did mention that there was another K-pop artist coming. That has been confirmed, but we can't say it yet. I'm meeting up with the organizer in about a week's time, and I'm going to ask her when I can announce when he is coming.
He
is coming.
Oh my God.
Very exciting.
I love it when he comes along to Australia.
Wow. Things that aren't meant to be said on radio. Okay, just wanted to also talk about some of the big things that are happening on Asian Pop Radio.
Yes.
If you have been hiding under a rock and not been on our Facebook page, you may not have seen that we've been collaborating more closely with HelloKpop.com.
Which we have.
We have been producing a daily update. That's daily weekdays.
Yes.
Monday to Friday, Jeanette.
Yes.
Your K-pop fix of news. So if you're in a hurry in the morning, you've got toast in one hand, you've got your
phone,
Vitasoy juice in the other or something.
Yeah, because I eat Vitasoy juice.
Yeah, I don't think they even make juice.
No.
And you can't flick through a newspaper and go to Hello K-pop or All K-pop or something like that. You can just click on this link and our team give you a minute and a half to 2 minutes of audio juiciness.
That's all you need though.
Everything that's happened in K-pop over the last 24 hours. So while you've been sleeping, we've been working hard to produce an audio update for you.
And it gets to the nitty gritty. We take away the fluff.
You can go to Podomatic.
Yes.
Subscribe to us there. Just look for Asian Pop Radio Australia. Or you can go to iTunes and subscribe there. So you not only get our show each week, our full week show, you get that update in your inbox on your playlist every day.
Every day.
Yeah. So I want to say thank you to Cassie, Cassandra, Jam, Erica, BJ and Stephen for all being part of it, and especially for looking after things completely while I was away on holiday. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
These are people that had very little training in radio or writing or anything, and they're just magical. They've been able to get it off the ground and make it happen.
They are superheroes.
So they are awesome, as are all of our team.
Yes.
Thank you to Travis this week for the music playlist.
A really big thank you for Travis.
Who should we also thank Shaz.
Yes,
we can thank Shaz. Sorry, someone laughed awkwardly outside the studio and it confused us.
And it, yeah, I thought you were laughing, but you're
laughing. Yeah, it doesn't happen. Shaz for the interview.
Yeah.
Katie for the intro to Asian Pop. Paul for the Thai Pop Song of the Week.
Yes.
You guys are all awesome.
Yes.
We're going to reward you with some 365 to go out. So here it is.
Yes.
Thank you, Jeanette.
No, thank you.
We will be back next week.
Of course, we're going to be back to pester everyone.
Should we do a Christmas week next week or the week after?
The week after.
Okay.
Okay.
Here is 365 on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello, this is Jun, and this is Will of 365, and you are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Check out youtube.com/AsianPopRadio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favorite musicians or idols, reviews, and more.
Shawty's like a melody stuck in my head. I got a favorite song playing over again. Said tonight I'm gonna live it up with my crew, it's all about us. Got the ones I want and that's enough. This the song that made you fall in love. See me when I'm rocking the show. That's enough. This the song that made you fall in love. See me when I'm rocking the show.